And now on 1170 SEN Breakfast, Vossie's Verdict for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Yeah, absolutely. For Chemist Warehouse, my verdict this morning, I think it is fair to say, as the COVID pandemic continues around the world, things are getting back to normal, slowly, and albeit with plenty of changes in day-to-day life. I certainly just observed yesterday, I mentioned it at the top of the program, driving around Sydney, I thought yesterday was actually Freedom Day because all the kids then went back to school yesterday. And I think that was a more of a snapshot of things back to normal yesterday, a working day in Sydney. On the sporting front last weekend, I thought it highlighted where the world is at. Crowds everywhere, from domestic sport like the Matildas on Saturday night, over 15,000 there, to tuning into the EPL, the NFL, the NBA, crowds. They're all there. Some countries obviously ahead of others in what is allowed around crowd protocols. It made me think, if you weren't aware, the Rugby League World Cup would have started last Sunday had it gone ahead. Last Sunday would have been the first day. Plenty of supporters are still disappointed the tournament didn't proceed. However, others will feel vindicated given the COVID numbers in the UK just from the last week. Today, there would probably be some saying, well, if Peter Volandi's comments are taken to heart, why aren't we there? What did we have to worry about? But for those who don't share the view, they will feel vindicated by the latest concerning numbers. And the Boris Johnson government feeling a bit of pressure at the moment. In the week where the Rugby League World Cup would have started, there have been 316,000 positive cases across the UK. That's in the last 7 days. In the last 7 days, 942 people have passed away with COVID-related deaths there. The rate of those needing to go to hospital is alarming. 1,082 admissions on yesterday, that was. 6,730 in the past week and rising. That is a 20% increase in admissions on the previous week. Fully vaccinated across the UK, all those over the age of 12, the number stands at, or the percentage is 79.2%, and the first dose is 86.4%. That's for all those over the age of 12. Despite all that, they are playing on, so should we have been a part of it? What's your thoughts? I say yes, but I'm not a player. But if I was asked to go over and commentate, as I have done a couple of previous World Cups there previously, it would have been very hard to say no, and I'm fully vaccinated. That's my verdict on the issue. I think the Rugby League World Cup should have gone ahead. What's yours? Armed now with the latest numbers and hindsight, did we make the right call not to go to the Rugby League World Cup and force it to be called off? Give us a call, 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. It's 10 after 7.
Vossie's Verdict for Chemist Warehouse. Get free delivery within 3 hours powered by DoorDash when you spend over $30 online at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply.